Tamam. Also have a short overview of Russian proposals to development of harmonized LCA methodology for automotive industry. We have some key aspects that we think that very important for same methodology development. These aspects are next. Goal and scope this assessment. Goal to assess carbon footprint of vehicles category M1 and N1 at first stage. Then this experience could be enhanced to another vehicle categories. Scope, total vehicle life cycle from cradle to grave, including fuel production and energy generation. Inventory analysis, this is collecting data by region of world. Previous presenters said that from region to region it would be different dates, so we can collect all data. And then as one of possible approaches, we could use different sets of data for different stages depending on where the vehicle is manufactured, used, and recycled. Of course, it's one of possible variants for the further activity. Then calculation methodology is summing up all GHG emissions through the life cycle and development of unified online software and database with web interface and access for all contracted parties. It probably could be a good approach that all contracted parties have universal access to some kind of harmonized unified software with which they could assess any vehicle. Any other questions? What is the results? The results of this assessment could be the life cycle GHG emissions of vehicle. And as functional unit, we propose to use 1 kilometer of distance travel. And also possible to define some ranking, some kind of rating for A, B, C, D as for energy efficiency. And contracted parties could adopt GHG level for their internal markets. Also, this is one of possible practical use of this methodology for different countries and manufacturers. Also, we propose that kind of timeline as I read terms of references. This timeline is in line with that proposal from Japan and Korea. From this year, this is forming of informal working group, kickoff meeting, and terms of references adopting. Then data collecting and analysis during next year, and then development of draft methodology, draft inventory database, and assessing cases from contracting parties. And on the year 2025, we can have final harmonized methodology and GRP adoption of that methodology as well. Thank you very much for your attention. That's all from my side.